Studio 360.
This month, we're settling into new offices and new studios with our new colleagues at Slate Magazine. Slate makes some of my favorite podcasts, such as Trumpcast, on which I've been a guest. It's a show about our unlikely president that usually begins with an actor reading some of POTUS's actual recent tweets.
I heard poorly rated Morning Joe speaks badly of me. Don't watch anymore. Then how come low IQ crazy Micah along with Psycho Joe came to Mar-a-Lago three nights in a row around New Year's Eve?
That's John DiDomenico reading real tweets as President Trump on Slate's Trumpcast. So as we unpack and settle in this month with Slate, we wanted to share with you some of our favorite Studio 360 segments from the last couple of years. This week, it's all about music. When David Lynch's Twin Peaks was getting its reboot on Showtime this last spring, we did a Studio 360 hour on what made the original show so great in the early 90s and so influential ever since. One of those defining characters was the score by Angelo Badalamenti.
David would sit right over here, right to the right of me, and we would put a little cassette just about over here on this keyboard.
In the documentary Secrets from Another Place, Badalamenti describes how Lynch finessed him into musicalizing some of the show's major themes without showing him any footage. You know,
just get me into that beautiful darkness with the soft wind, and I started playing.
Badalamenti's approach smashed the conventions for how to score a dramatic TV series. Two composers, both creators of well-known TV themes themselves, explain how that happened.
You know, it's like, wow, everything's just so great. Nobody dies. Everyone's happy.
But there is just this little tinge of something. My name is Dave Porter. And I'm a composer for film and television, probably best known for Breaking Bad and its current prequel, Better Call Saul.
Hi, I'm Mark Snow. I am a composer of TV and film. I wrote music for the X-Files, and today we're going to be talking about the great Twin Peaks and especially the marvelous music of Angelo Badalamenti.
The landscape for music and television when I was a teenager, we're talking the 80s, was pretty bleak.
The music for those shows had a certain formulaic approach where I think the composer was not particularly encouraged to get off the reservation too much.
In those days, music was called upon to cover up a lot of other sins. Bad acting, poor writing, and music also had to be made quickly and cheaply. And all those things together put the composer often in a bind.
If I hadn't heard about Twin Peaks or David Lynch or any of this, and I was surfing around on TV and I heard that music, I would think maybe it was like a mild Western almost, hearing that guitar.
He's never in a hurry to do anything. And things are pitched low, but they're also just moseying along at a very deliberate tempo.
I know from experience, directors and producers would always be talking about, we gotta save this scene, it needs more pulse, it can't be too slow, it don't know, it can't repeat like that. We, you know, it's just gotta bang, you know, forward and all that kind of thing. And here's this piece that just kind of sits there.
there is a beauty that I love of using particularly old synthesizers. They weren't always the best at staying exactly in tune. A synthesizer would have a chip or an engine that would play each key, and each key might be slightly off from the next. And there's a little of that in there that I also adore, that has that little bit of darkness.
What are we from? The birds sing a frosty song, and there's always music in the air.
I'm not sure which one of them said, hey, let's try this cool jazz for this part, but again, it's a marvelous choice.
It does seem to fit, doesn't it? It defies expectation of why or how it fits, other than the tempo, which is very down, and the overall moodiness of it.
There's still something in common with the kind of repetitive, almost this taffy is, you know, pulling slowly in this kind of musical goo in a way, and I don't mean that in any derogatory way. Again, it's in the key of C. Now, I know Angelo can write music in a lot of keys, but I think that part of the choice of having all of these pieces we're discussing in the same key of C continues the theme of the moody, hypnotic quality of it.
In my own work, I'm wary of repetition and repeating things exactly the same way for a lot of reasons. For one, people watch shows so differently now, and it's entirely possible that someone would be sitting on the couch and watching 3 hours in a row of the show you're working on. And if you have, you know, a theme X for character X a few times an hour, suddenly you've tripled that, and it can easily become overkill. But that certainly wasn't the case. I mean, we waited an awfully long 7 days to get to the next Twin Peaks that first year.
May I have your attention, please? This is Principal Wolchek. I am deeply saddened to have to tell you that early this morning, your classmate, Laura Palmer, was found dead. This is a terrible moment for all of us. For all of us who knew her.
Still gives me chills. Gives me goosebumps. I love it. It's just a very, very heavy analog synthesizer. And when that super low bass octave comes in, you can sort of feel it in your chest. And then it makes this crazy turn, right? Into the Laura that used to be, as opposed to Laura in the bag on the beach.
It's building and, oh, it's beautiful and more beautiful. And then a climax. Oh, yes, here we are at the top of the beauty.
And now here's a moment where it's big and sweeping.
Almost operatic, actually.
But it's all in contrast to what he set up before.
And then, yeah, we're back to, you know, we're back to the dark world again. It's an A flat major chord with the third on the bass. Actually, in the X-Files theme, the accompaniment figure was exactly those notes, but it was arpeggiated, like... It was the same thing. That's Angelo's, and this, and mine is... Thank you.
even though these pieces are seemingly disparate, when you hear one, you're instantly transported into that world. I mean, even if you're in another room and you hear it but don't see it, you're going to know that that's what it is.
That was Dave Porter, who composed the music for Breaking Bad and these days is doing so for Better Call Saul and The Blacklist. We also heard from Mark Snow, who was the composer for X-Files and now for the show Blue Bloods. Our piece was produced by Tommy Bazarian and Jocelyn Gonzalez.